Does this count?
Oh, as I'm calling, as I'm making the opening to the show, Josh Cox just texted me something. Let's see what he wrote. Come back to Bloomington soon, please. And if you ever need a Midwest feature, let me know. All right, what am I laughing at? Honey, they mentioned me on the Todd Glass show, I swear to God. Oh my God, I don't know what to do, honey. They mentioned me on the Todd Glass show in the opening. I guess while he was doing his opening that my text went through and he read it on the show. This is Josh. Oh my God, I'm freaking the fuck out. Why are you cutting yourself? Because I don't know what to do with the excitement. I have to let it out a little by cutting myself to let... It's not blood dripping out of me, it's excitement.
Josh, it's not that big of a deal.
It isn't!
No, I was just kidding, it is.
I wanted the bit to be positive, they both agree.
I think it's a bigger deal than you're even making it. Cut your whole leg off if you love Todd Glass.
See, folks, this is the pre-show, and I deliver an A+. How you doing? All right, today's show. Usually I listen to it because I think, did I say something I shouldn't have? But I did not get a chance to listen to today's show, but I can tell you this. It was... Rob Gleason is funny all by himself, and so is... Ian Carmel, but together, I fucking love them. It was just, you know, it was unbelievable. It was like torturous at times. Anyway, how about that Josh Cox?
Honey, no, I'm not even lying. It's going to seem like I'm lying, but... He went and he talked about the show, but then he went back and he said my name again. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. Oh my God.
I'll put on my best dress. Let's go out dancing.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh, let's go to that expensive place where they have the buffet.
You know how I know this is funny? Because my friend here, and he's laughing. You know John Mason, everybody? I always say your last name wrong. Did I say it right now?
No, it's good.
Yeah, it does a lot of online stuff. Hanging out here tonight with me and Nick Lipa. Well, Nick just went out. We bargained him some to get us. You know what we sent Nick out to get? We were doing podcast stuff, if you must know. And, We wanted to get a junk food, but I didn't want everyone to get their own because then I'll eat everybody's. Like, if you go, I'll get cookies, I'll get Reese's Cups, and then I eat everything. I go, let's agree on one junk food to get. So what we agreed on was vanilla bean ice cream. You might think, well, vanilla ice cream. No, like good vanilla ice cream. And then you know those cookies you get on the airline? What did we decide they're called? Biscoff?
Biscoff.
They have like a gritty, gingery taste, gingerbread, grit, little bit. I don't know if it's gingerbread, but whatever it is. And then we're going to make, and then put that on that and make ice cream sandwiches. Crunchy, cold, creamy, sweet, salty. I don't know if the salty, but I just wanted to keep you throwing out adjectives. How about that Josh Cox?
Honey! Honey! Oh!
What's the matter, Josh? I'm getting dressed as quick as I can.
Oh, he just said my name again. I'm freaking the fuck out. Ah! Ah!
Josh, hold on. I'm running down the stairs.
So excited. Josh's girlfriend runs down the stairs and accidentally trips.
I'm coming, Josh. I'm coming. Come carry me.
All right, that's the opening of the show. I'm going to be in the things, in the clubs. Hey, tweet some nice stuff at Andy Kindler.
just everybody tweet to Andy, like, for no reason at all. Like, I'm begging you to do this. And then when I see him, I'll somehow figure it out. Go, well, should we use Andy Kindler? Does he need love? I mean, he's got a nice girlfriend. He might not need it. Who could really use it? Now I don't want to pick someone because they'll be insulted. Well, I'm just thinking of somebody that, you know, we might know that needs a little cheering up. Who could that be? Hold on, let me think. I'm going to even pause this recorder because I really want to think about it. Okay, I got it. No, I don't want to pick anybody. Andy Kindler. Send stuff to Andy Kindler. Go, Andy Kindler, you are loved, but don't say why. Oh, say you are loved from everybody that listens to the Todd Glass Show. Okay? Please, I don't ask that much of you. I don't ask anything of you except for your love and warmth and a tweet here and there. Did you hear I paused it for a second? So anyway, next week is the anniversary show. It's the second half of it. This is the real anniversary show. It was a two-parter, but this is the big part of it. It's going to be great. And it's going to be really... I'm so looking forward to it. It's actually something pretty special, I think. What is it, you ask?
Oh, my God.
Honey, Todd Glass is flying me out to California to be on his anniversary show. Honey, pack your bags. I know it. Todd Glass is flying me out to California. I just heard him say on his show that he's doing something very special for the audience. If it's that motherfucker, if it's that fucking prick Jonas, I swear to God. Now it's me. It's me. Oh my God, Todd Glass is flying me out on a private jet. I'm freaking the fuck out.
All right, everybody, here's the show. Josh Cox.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Our next guest is a comedian, podcaster, and now book writer. The Todd Glass Situation is his story of being Jewish, dyslexic, closeted, and very funny. It is a tale for all Todds everywhere. Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
That's right, everybody. Comedy's national treasure. I don't make this stuff up. Or do I? That was a quick opening, but figured why not use it. Well, first of all, I'm happy. I know Paul F. Tompkins happy. And I know Jen Kirkman is happy because, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get to your intro later, here today. It's always a good vibe. Don't just think we're saying it. When you guys are here, we get a little giddy. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Gleason. And Ian Carmel.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, look like you're, you know, show a little love.
Yeah.
We're not like one of those shows where, oh, there's two people, there's an energy in the room.
Super excited. We actually, Ian and I thought we were, when the town car picked us up, we thought we were doing the Adam Carolla podcast.
I was told.
And then
no,
it actually brought
terms.
Us here.
By the way, I've never sent a town car for anybody, but you guys tonight, I treat you with respect.
You do.
The size of the water bottle in the town car.
Is it not great?
It's a little too...
Both our bottles had been opened.
They had both been opened. There was a loose cap, and I hate a loose cap.
It sticks out.
There was a loose cap, and there was a lack of firm.
Oh.
So we knew that they had sort of been not just open, but almost like... it was just weird that...
Oh, this is embarrassing.
The driver was also so pushy about to have the water.
So pushy.
This is embarrassing.
Turn the heat up.
This is embarrassing. I tell you what, it's extra for... They're just... bottles that we put regular water in, and I go, they're not going to notice it doesn't open. Oh, did you ever do that when you open a bottle somewhere and you didn't hear that it's a new thing? Are they just filling it with toilet water?
If I don't hear the snap, I will throw it out a window.
And so, sometimes you can't hear it now because the plastic has gotten so thin, so you got to feel for it. You got to feel for that little bit of resistance.
I don't know, maybe I'm a traditionalist, but give me the old days of bulky plastic that snaps.
Are
I
you
like
serious?
That noise.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second. I'm sorry. Jake, are you serious? We have We had a hidden microphone in the town car. You're yelling at the guy about the bottles of water. Is this embarrassing for you?
I can't believe you do that. You put a camera in the, or like a little recorder in the back of the town car?
You're nice. You can hear you in the background. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I want to make sure we're playing what I... Okay, yes. By the way, I love it a bit when I try to make it make sense when it doesn't have to. I acted in the beginning like, oh, I just was privy to this, so how do I know? Because... For this bit, I listened to it before the show. I'm going to change it a little. Rob, you're nice. You can tell you're trying to control him a little. But you are – it's a different side. I had a day. I'm going to play it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know why I'm going to play it? Because I think you're a little embarrassed about it.
Yes.
And you have the opportunity to say that's not who you are because the driver does listen to the show.
The driver is Paul F. Tompkins.
This is not even – okay, yeah, we're still in the cold opening. Well, you know, you can hear you
in the
background.
I was trying to calm
– You're trying to calm him down, I guess.
Yeah, and he was upset because it was – the driver turned the heat up so much.
Oh, he had the heat on?
Yeah, yes. Do you want to cut
Hold
to
on.
It?
Okay, so this is – oh, wait, it's rolling in right now. You can hear you guys in the car, wait, I guess.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize on behalf of my friend. It's just he's trying to say it's warm in the car.
Oh, so he must – hold on. Pause it, Jake. Pause it. You must have already – been yelling, but we didn't get that, so it's. I guess we're coming in when Rob's defending
him. I really had.
Okay, all right. Let it roll.
I'm sorry.
Don't let him off. Don't let him off the hook, Rob.
Ian, take a deep breath.
No, don't. I'm angry. No, this water has been. This water has been opened
the
before.
Water was open.
This water has clearly water been opened open. Before. And I'm not happy about that.
And it's just when you get mad at him, then I get mad at you. And
don't you get mad at me because we're on the same side here.
I'm trying to be on the same side.
Oh, were you satisfied with your water?
No.
And you know what? Honestly, someone's to blame for this. And if it's not him, maybe he can bark up whatever tree that is.
I wouldn't be surprised if Todd fucked with this water himself.
Oh, please. You think I would be surprised if Todd fucked with this water?
Oh, my God. This is taking a horrible turn.
Todd, I don't trust Todd Glass.
I've never trusted Todd Glass. I only do this podcast for the Twitter followers.
I come in here for the Twitter followers. By the way, a lot of these Twitter guys, they at me. They're like, we don't trust him either. Frankly, I'm only listening because, you know.
I heard someone call him Comedy's National Treasure.
Oh, please, yeah. More like Comedy's National Treasure, too.
They're here, ladies and gentlemen.
Was born in Portland, Oregon when he was 3. His parents took him on a trip to Washington.
Oh, is this true?
And when he was 9 years old, he moved to Idaho with his ma and pa. And later on, they moved out to Utah.
All right. What's this? What's this? That's your old one.
That's my old one.
We're glad to have him back.
What's that one? Play his.
That commercial he did that I mentioned last week.
Oh. Well, you can keep playing. What happened? Oh, play the short one. I don't mind the short one.
Rob Gleason.
There you go.
Don't forget Rob Gleason.
Oh.
You've like, heard about his role in House of Flies.
Oh.
And how I met your mother, iCarly, too.
All right, fade it out.
And the young...
Well, okay, let me... I feel like I'm getting a little excited that you guys are here.
Oh, we're so excited to be here.
So, first of all...
The anger... But if I may, just for 1 second. The anger you must have just now felt at Jake for how botched our songs were just now. Imagine that. Times 100 about the water scenario.
Well, we're going to play...
And imagine you're in the back of a town car. It's 97 degrees. And you're sitting in traffic.
Why was he turning?
Cloth seats, not even leather seats.
No,
by the way.
Don't.
Leather in the front, cloth in the back. How do they do that? Do they even do that?
It was like a minotaur.
It's like you did it to fuck with
us. For this bit, I won't want to play along with it because it makes me look so cheap that I would have leather seats for the driver, but cloth in the back. What the fuck?
You called me, and I record all my phone calls. I have a phone call. You call me telling me you're sending a town car. Let me tell you something. That was a Camry.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Rob, it's Todd. Listen,
No, don't play this. Don't play this. This makes me
play
look bad.
Play it.
I feel like it makes
you said I'm sending you a town car.
You say it was lavish. You went into great detail. He played me the message.
Okay, for this bit, how do you want me to be mad or
no,
yelling?
No, tell me you're sending me a town car.
You're excited about it.
And how
listen,
nice.
Listen, guys, I just wanted you to know the show's doing a little better. We're sending a Camry town car. But it has leather seats up front, but in the back it's cloth.
By the way, how cheap. I can't stop breaking the bit because who would the fucking have cloth seats in the back? And you guys get in and you notice it. You know, at one point you both would have to look up and go,
yeah,
there's leather seats for the there's leather seats up front.
I tried to drive.
We both. He offered to drive. I wanted to sit in shotgun.
Yeah, I don't like sitting on cloth.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's get through the serious part of the show.
Okay, let's do that.
It's the same thing every week. I'm very excited. You were missed. Jake was not here last week.
Oh,
Jake.
Last week was so much fun, too.
It was one of the best episodes.
There was an ice cream cake. There was an ice cream cake. There was an adult pinata. It was like a pinata. It was full of drugs and alcohol, prophylactic.
Is that an adult pinata?
An adult pinata.
Who wouldn't want an adult pinata?
Everybody wants it. It was like shaped like a thing an adult wants. It was shaped like a home, and we just cracked it open, and like all this fun stuff fell out. It was amazing. It was so much fun. All your favorite people were here.
The three tenors.
Do you want to hear what I did when your parents were in the audience, your dad and your
yes.
I played the live band. Played this, and I was like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a treat in the audience right now. Ladies and gentlemen, in the audience, Ian Carmel's family is here. And I said to your dad, I go, I don't even, where are you guys? Because I didn't know where they sat them.
Yeah.
Your dad goes, We're over here. Yeah.
Wait, your parents went to see him?
Ivan Carmel. Yeah. My dad went to see him, and probably his wife, I'd imagine.
No. It was your wife and your.
It was my dad and my sister?
Yeah, and your sister.
Oh, perfect. Even better.
And her boyfriend.
Yes.
Who was great.
Fantastic.
He was seemed really cool. People.
Where did they go to see you?
At the Portland
Helium Comedy Club.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
All right, listen. Let's get through this really quick, and then we'll move on. Sam, if I can't fix this now, I'm going to be very nervous because I think I can fix it. I think there was a little confusion. I personally think that heavy people should not be like, oh, it's open season to just say whatever you want. And I don't mention names, but there are a lot of podcasts where they'll be like, even using the verbiage to show it is a little harsh for me. You know, but people just think, oh, yeah, and I've said on the show, I'm filling you in. Our listeners don't – they've heard it before, but I've got to fill you two in. I personally think, yeah, you don't have to be. It just seems like that's okay to make fun of them now, and I don't agree. I think if you had a vice and your vice can be hidden easier, whatever your vice was, and now that's Sam. I know that's where you got a little. I reacted to your tweet because you said vice makes it look like everybody that's heavy has a vice. And I have learned that there are circumstances where there are people that it's not a vice, that there are problems, and all I was trying to say was, if you write it off as it's not overwhelmingly, it is because of your intake of food. But what I was trying to say that I don't give a fuck whether it's a vice or it's not a vice. I don't think it should be open season that those people you can just make fun of them and. That is what I wanted to make very clear with you. I don't care if it's 1% of the people or 2%. I don't care if it's 100% all your – it still should not be. So I don't care what the percentage is. It still should not be open season to make fun of people that are heavy.
Well, I'm a fat guy. I weigh 300 pounds. And I am one of those people with a vice. And I don't think I could keep the buttons on my pants closed without it.
Hey.
A vice grip?
Yeah, it's a vice grip.
So then Sam sent me a letter thinking that I didn't, because you tweeted me. I was like calling it a vice last week on the show or 2 weeks ago. I was going, hey, you know what? Whatever your vice is, what if your vice added weight to you? Maybe it's just whatever your vice is, it's easier hidden. So don't think there's people with vices that are making fun of. And I think that's what he tweeted. He said, hey, there's some people that just have different body types. And I'm not negating that, but what I don't care either way is what I'm saying. And that's why I think when you tweeted that, I thought you thought like, hey, why is he acting like everybody that's heavy has a vice?
Sam thought you were being judgmental.
He thought I was being a little judgmental.
This is one of those skirmishes that happens when two people are on the right side of the issue, but then like attack each other with the semantics. It should be a debate solved with love.
Well,
I think.
You're both
saying the same thing.
We are. And you know what? I think we did just manage to do that because when I read his email, he was getting a little aggressive because I mentioned almost Dr. Kevin Sousa. It's almost Dr. Kevin Sousa. And he went, is he almost nutrition? And I went, but I get it because you're so fucking sick and tired of thinking it's okay to shit all over you. And he thinks someone that's defending him is now. So I get it. I do get it. But you never, let me remind you, Sam, you never need to use aggressive. Some people would say you don't need to use it with anybody, but I get it. Sometimes in a weird way you do. You don't with me. It's an open dialogue. We'll go back and forth, and I think we've cleared the air with that right now. Okay, so there's that. All right, there's that. I'm not going to read it. Look at you, you thin fuck.
You're talking to me?
Yes. I'm so thin. I eat whatever I want.
You say that a lot.
I do.
You actually say that a lot.
It's actually on my business card. It says Rob Gleason. I'm so thin. I eat whatever I want.
Okay,
you'll come knock on my door. I had a salad last night. Uh-huh. It was like 9:30 p.m. I was sitting down, out of nowhere. He comes knocks on my door. I'm in Glendale.
Oh, this is true.
I'm in Glendale.
He doesn't know who's got the door.
I open the door. I'm like, Rob, good to see you.
I'm so thin. I eat whatever I want.
Slam the door shut.
It sounds just like I said.
Slammed his own door in his face. I had to reach into the house to slam it in his face. I had to reach in. Yeah.
I don't know how he didn't hurt himself, but he hurt me. He hurt me. I didn't even finish my salad.
Salads, they do blow. But anyway,
a good salad's fucking great. I don't agree with.
I'm going to take it back. I can get a pretty healthy salad, but and I don't mean healthy. I don't mean I have to pour dressing all over to make it a good salad or tons of croutons. I take that back. I need a lot of stuff in it, but a good salad will do it for me. But I like a lot of corn and peas
and chopped salad, just a good
has some girth. But you're right. If you get a good salad, it can be pleasing. But
I'll take,
I can't.
Yeah.
You're
I don't need
be a hard packed snow. None of this powder.
No,
you want to be
thank
powder
you.
Salad.
Sure. Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
All right, here's two more things, and then we're going to move on. I will leave this anonymous as I do sometimes, and get you know what? This is the Mark Maron agenda.
What does that mean?
This is Mark Maron agenda means
we're about to sell some coffee. That's what
gay.
It means.
What do you mean?
Like I say, instead of saying the word, I go. You know, when I admitted I was Mark Maron.
Because
that's where I did it.
Yeah, that's where you talked about it.
Yeah. So I go as Mark Maron. A friend of mine's nephew is having a lot of trouble. Yeah, I think it's just safe the way I'm saying it. Yeah, with dealing with his dad because he's gay, and they're embarrassed. And I caught the loophole without even talking to his parents. The other day I thought, well, how do I know they're embarrassed? Well, they're not mentioning it. And even if it was a drug problem, because you know how some people go, yeah, we were born that way, but you do something about it. Even if it was a drug problem, something you do need to fix, you do need help if you have a drug problem, even then, if you had a healthy family, you wouldn't keep it a secret. You wouldn't keep it a secret. In a healthy family where someone has a drug problem, it doesn't mean they go out and make it about every night because when you have a child going through that, you don't want to be the person that shows up at everybody's house talking about the heartache you're going through. But there's a big difference between that and hiding it. Oh, our son has a drug problem. Even if your son has a drug problem, you don't hide it. That's what they used to do. You're open about it. This is what we're dealing with. And other people have the same thing. So what I'm trying to be careful not to use names or anything. Even if it was to be fixed and it isn't, why are you hiding it? And it's to me because you're embarrassed what everyone will think. I've talked about this in the book a little. The truth of the matter is you know, and I think even if they send their dad to listen to this part of the show, and that's what I'm hoping happens, someone will say, I know you don't want to listen to the whole show, but tell his dad, go listen. 3 minutes in, they're addressing you. And that's why I want to remember to do it from a kind place. But also a kind place, but also an honest place. Have a soul-bearing moment. It's just you with headphones on right now. You're embarrassed. There's friends and there's family and in your social circles, you're embarrassed. It's just that you don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit it. But you never thought this, and I'm going to be a little bit of a dick about it. You didn't think what I'm about to say. You didn't. And I want you to soak it in. I don't want you to just go to another thought or go somewhere else. Answer this question. Did you ever think of the judgment of the people, the intelligent people that find out what you're doing? Are you embarrassed what they'll think? Because they're going to think they can't believe you put your child through this. Have you? Don't say you did. Because I'm defending you. You didn't. You didn't. You didn't. You did not. You did not think, I'm putting my child through this. What will anybody in my social circles that knows that I'm being unfair think of me? You thought of everyone else that would be negative about it, but you never thought of the judgment of the people that would go, oh my God, they did this to their child? Why don't you soak in that for a week? Seriously, not with, I should take tone out of my voice. I say that a lot. Think about that. What are the people that are going to judge you for being not accepting your son? Are you worried what they'll think or just the other people? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know who you are. I hope you got sent here to listen to this. But worry, think about that. Because I think it's really funny, and this is almost on a, and then we'll go to break. What was the thing you had me watch? It's Borad, but he's doing something. What's it called? Bruno? But what's the thing? He's Spring Break. And he goes up to these kids, and it's comedically funny, and he tries to make them think that he's doing a TV show. So, you know, most people want to be on TV, and there's all these Spring Break college kids, and he goes, say, Spring Break 2014, and then they do it. And then he goes, no, I need you, in his character, louder. So they go, Spring Break, and he cuts again, and he goes, you know, like they think they're going to be on TV. He goes, no, we need you to really go louder, like really commit. At one point, I'm not joking, they're like screaming because they want to do what's right because they maybe want to be on TV. They're like, Spring Break, and they're like fucking, they're just freaking the fuck out because they want to do it right. And then he goes, okay, that was good. So we're glad on gay television, and they're like, what? This gay television? Is that what you're worried about? That people would judge you because you were on gay television, not that you were screaming like fucking idiots, that you were willing to pull your pants down and show your ass to the camera, because that's another thing he did. Show your ass. And they're like, they want to be on TV so bad, they're pulling their pants down. But when they found out it was gay, they thought that would be the judgment, that someone would be all right with them up to that point and went, huh? They're gay? Not like everything they did before they even thought they were on gay television. But that, and it reminds me back to my friend's dad. Like, you're worried about what people will think. You never thought what another group would think, how pathetic it was. But in those guys' minds, they think, we look great until we were worried somebody thought we were doing all this for gay television. Hey, anybody with half of a brain already made their judgment on how pathetic you guys were. And it didn't come once they found out you were in gay television. Not that there is gay television. All right. You got anything you want to fucking add to this?
No.
What's his name tell you? Blake Wexler?
He told me at the top of the show to just let you, like a puppy, just let you wear yourself out. And then once you were tired, the show would go on and it'd be really great. It'd be really fun. But he said just stay out of his way for the first 20 minutes. And then...
Well, you're right, because guess what?
You just tucker yourself out.
We're good.
We just curl up, and then we just cruise. We just keep driving. Someone else puts their hands on the wheels. You're in the driver's seat, but Jake just reaches over. He grabs the wheel. I work the pedals. We keep going.
Well,
and every once in a while, you wake up, and then you just fall back asleep.
Here's the last thing we're going to do. And I thought about, should we do this or not? And we will, and then we'll take a break, like old school radio. But obviously I did want to, I think obviously, tap in, talk about the Robin Williams dying about a week ago now that people hear this. And did you ever meet Robin Williams?
No.
Did you ever?
No.
Meet Robin Williams?
No.
You know, he would drop in on those shows around town, but I was never fortunate enough to be there.
I was still living in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I'll even edit this out if you're like, I didn't. Did it affect you more? How did it affect you when you heard it? Because for me, it was a little bit like, oh, this is, and I don't try to make other people's, you know when some people try to make all tragedy their own because it gets them out of their own life? I don't do that. There's comedians that have died, and I was sad, but this really did affect me more than I thought it would have if I had to guess.
Yeah, I don't think that I made it my own he certainly was an influence on me and probably a lot of comedians. I think what I did was I took a couple minutes and I really thought about my favorite movies and how tremendous his body of work was. That's what I thought about. I was like, man, you know, it just he's accomplished so much and he was so talented. And it's just success isn't the key to happiness. I think that's what I was like, man, it's really not.
I know. That's exactly what we talked about last night, that it's like, and it's for some people to go through it, it's the Band-Aid for it, but you're still dealing with all the same.
For me, it was very scary. So, like, anytime a comedian dies, you know, before their time, it, like, affects me. Because it seems like so many of us die, like, so many of us kill ourselves or kill ourselves with, like, alcohol or drugs or food, you know, that kind of thing. Like, when Robin Williams died, it was scary for me. When, what's the guy who he died earlier this year? Big fat comedian.
Panette, one of the best.
John Panette. John Panette died, I was like.
Opened for him a number. That one affected me. I knew him because I'd opened for him a number of times. Yeah. That one, I was like, oh.
He was, but it's just so sad. And, like, I mean, I personally, you know, I probably eat too much, but I haven't been, luckily, suicidal in my life. But it's scary as a comedian. Like, I mean, suicide is already like the 10th leading cause of death just amongst Americans, but it seems like it's higher amongst comedians. So you think about that and it's like, okay, maybe it's not me, but maybe it's one of my best friends. Maybe it's going to be, you know, this person who I never would have expected. And with Robin Williams, it's like so successful, so externally happy, even though, you know, everybody's like passing around the Pagliacci story now and how they could see how sad he was in his eyes.
What's the Pagliacci story?
So a guy goes to the doctor in this town, and he says, "Doctor, I'm sad. I've never been sadder. I'm weeping all the time. My life is in ruins. I don't know if I can go on. What do I do?" And the doctor says, "I know exactly what you should do. The great clown Pagliacci is in town. You should go see him and laugh." And then the man says, "But doctor, I am Pagliacci." That's, you know, and everyone's passing that around about, like, Robin Williams. So it's scary that this person who is so, like, vibrant and spreads so much joy, if even that person has that much despair that they're willing to kill themselves, it almost makes you, like, look around at everyone in your life who seems okay.
I know.
And then you're like, are they okay? Are they really that okay? And I know Robin Williams, the public persona, and Robin Williams, the private persona, two different things, and he was probably more externally not okay in his private life. But it's scary. It makes it seem like it could happen to anyone, which is true. Anyone could be going through it, which is a reminder to be kind, I guess.
Absolutely. When you talked about John Panette, I remembered – this happens a lot, but every time I forget it. Like – it's so funny, dude. Oh, they're backing in cars. For the end of the night, they're pulling some new cars into the showroom. But it's part of the show. You know, one of their shows go, "We can't turn the air on. People will hear it." Well, good. Let them hear cool air being pumped into your dumb podcast. I don't mind.
You got
this.
Sports cars.
Yeah, there's the sports.
You got beautiful sports cars.
It's what's going on.
Yeah.
When John Panette died, I remember thinking the same thing once again, because I had a story how kind he was and so sweet and so. And then you hear everybody else tell it, like you, and you're like, oh, he was like that to everybody. That's what makes it even better. And that I don't have a great Robin Williams story, but my ex-partner in crime still manages his daughter Zelda, so he has a daughter Zelda. My ex.
What does he do? What does Zelda do?
Zelda is an actor.
Oh,
she's an actor, and then Chris,
he
manages her, and that's how I found out because he found out, and I had only this is my story, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll I have a little something to play, but when I was in San Francisco, outside of San Francisco, there's something called the what's in it? Throckmorton
the
Theater?
Throckmorton.
And Mark Pitta, you know, puts on a great show there, and the crowds are great. And Robin Williams came by one night, and we did bits. I was with Daniel Kino, and we did bits. Like, and while we were doing it, we didn't think it, but we were doing bits. He made everybody comfortable in the room. And I did think to myself, where else could he go to get a little piece of normalcy? Hey, I'm not going to bullshit and act, you know, like too cool for school. I was nervous when he walked into the room, but I got comfortable pretty quick because he wanted everyone to be comfortable. And when you want people to be comfortable, you probably can get them there. And that's what he did. And we did bits. We just did bits. And I thought, where else could he go to get a little piece of normalcy? Go hang around fucking comics and do bits. He found it. And when we got in the car at the end of the night, I didn't know, like, how, you know, it affected Daniel. I'm like, we were doing fucking bits with fucking Robin Williams. And I said to Daniel, I said, should I tell him, like, that my,
you know, should I? I didn't want to say friend. At that point, I didn't know what to say. Like, my friend, he goes, if you're going to tell him, you have to say, you have to tell him the truth. Because, you know, it's like we were talking before the show. When you meet somebody, if your mom comes up to me and she goes, I'm Rob Gleason's mom, something about mom, brother, sister, friend, I'm nice to anybody. If someone says,
friend is kind of too vague.
Yeah, you're still going to be nice. I'm going to be nice to someone that comes up after the show. But when it's a mom or next, is it next to kin? Is that the, you know?
Next
or
to kin?
You're going to be, so Daniel goes, you got to say who it is. So I went, and I have a pot pipe right here that I brought with me tonight that Robin gave to Chris for Christmas. So I thought. So, well, it still was from him, but you'll understand the little glitch in it a minute. So I thought I wanted to thank him because I use it a lot, and it's fun. You know, it's just like a really cool pot pipe. It's like it's stone. And so I said, hey, I said, Robin, I go, my friend, and I made air quotes, heavy air quotes, but I wasn't sure he knew what I meant. I said, you know, he goes, I said, you know, got a pot pipe. We got it for Christmas from you for Christmas. He goes, oh, is that what Zelda's buying people with, you know, with my money, and made some sort of joke. And then later I asked him, I said, by the way, when I said friend, because we were talking later, did you know what I meant? He goes, I knew what you meant. He goes, I go, how did you know? He goes, well, those air quotes couldn't get any thicker. You know, like, you were really making the air quotes. So, and then he was nice and he was sweet, and we did bits with him. So, but I think what affected me, Dead Poets Society really fucking did it for me. I was like probably 24 when it came out, and it reminded me a lot of the teachers in my life that were like that. Mm. So there you go.
You know what I've been thinking about in this industry as I watch comics that I once idolized? I mean, you watch that career trajectory, is if you really want to keep your sanity, you have to be just as excited about the ride down as you are about the ride up. Like, you have to have just as much fun going over the top of the hill and then, like, your career coming back down from, like, starring in your own shows to just guest stars to being the weird – you know what I mean? That, like, come down. The trajectory of careers. If you can be just as happy in that last part and have just as much fun, I think it
– Because everything will lead to something – a change in paths, a change in redefining. Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah. Well, that's...
Like, all of our careers are going to go up and then down. Most comics, like...
Right, if you don't slam on your brakes during that downward thing and just kind of enjoy it.
If you can find a way to enjoy
back
it.
Up, it's yeah, carry yeah, you back yeah. Or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
But it won't stall. That's a good point.
I don't know.
I liked it. Even if it's not true, it sounds so good.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
I think it's true. I
totally do.
I think it's 100% true, and then it also sounds elegant.
I think more so than like other career trajectories where you're working in a corporate job and you work your way up, 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 up until you're done going up. In this, as a comic or an actor or whatever, you're going to be up and then down and then up and down over years and years. And it's about making sure you're enjoying both parts of the ride.
When you're sitting here talking about it, and then we'll end, because I don't want to make it like, you know. But look, I never make it about myself when somebody dies. I never try to act overly, you know, when people try to, I never. But I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard it in my living room, I was like, fuck. And I guess, and this will make me feel like there's a reason. Because, you know what, with all his shit going on and all his depression, like, I think it's fun to, like, he gave someone the best experience. And then, by the way, I found out this because everybody was tweeting it. You're like, oh, just like John Panette, he did that for everybody. That doesn't make me feel less special. That makes him more special. Yeah. It didn't make me feel like, oh, he was so nice to everybody. It makes me think, oh, yeah, of course. Like, everyone has a John Panette story because that's who he was. And I thought, you know what, when I met him that night, I was like, fuck, that couldn't have gone any better. Like, when I met Don Rickles, like, fuck. And that was really fun. And I guess that's what it was like. That made me love him. I was like, good for you that you knew that you had the ability to make this the best fucking night of my life. And silly and giddy and doing bits with you, and you did. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And then while we take a break, if whoever chooses to, that's why I brought this pipe. We serviced it last night out of respect to Robin. We cleaned it out with alcohol. Nick did. And then we'll maybe smoke out of it. Right? Pretty cool thing to be able to do. And then, so what I wanted to do, and I think we'll listen to this, and then we'll take a break. But I got the clip from Dead Poets Society. Do you remember seeing Dead Poets Society?
No.
You didn't? Such a good, I love me, I'd be nervous. I'd be like, I think I did, but I wasn't sure. Do you remember?
Absolutely, yeah.
So we'll play this clip. It's you're listening to it, but what happens is this is when Robin or the character in the movie, whoever, what his name, what was his name in the movie? It doesn't even matter. Was packing up his stuff because he was because he was fired and he was coming by to clear his desk out and had to pass through the classroom while the new mean, oh, he was so mean, was teaching. And this is when the character of who's the, he was just
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. You know, God, that ripped my fucking insides out just seeing how upset he was that the, this person that meant everything to him was, what the fuck is going on here? And he just shredded his insides, and it shredded my insides watching him stand up with all that emotion. And so this is the scene when he's leaving the room, and everybody one at a time is getting up on their desk saying, go, Captain, my Captain. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. We're going to fucking have a great show. It's going to be so much fun. And
the poem score for perfection is plotted on the horizontal of a graph.
Mr. Keating, they made everybody sign it.
Mr. Anderson.
You gotta believe me, it's true.
I do believe you, Tom.
Leave, Mr. Keating.
But it wasn't his fault.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. One more outburst from you or anyone else, and you're out of this school. Leave, Mr. Keating. I said leave, Mr. Keating.
My Captain?
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. Do you hear me? Sit down. Sit down! This is your final warning, Anderson. How dare you? Do you hear me?
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Mr. Overstreet, I warn you. Sit down.
This time, almost every kid is up on his chair. Tight shot of Robin Williams. You know, I don't want to overstate it, but I wanted to dedicate one more song to Robin Williams. I think it would be appropriate. I got you, you motherfuckers! Hey, motherfuckers! I got you! Fade it out. What if that's the song we dedicated?
It's like 8 minutes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin was an unbelievable person. Can I tell you, I've been...
Where do you find this bullshit?
I've been... Bull, how dare you? How dare you?
Hey, no, that's a good... Where do you find it?
Can I tell you what I'm going to do?
That song is bullshit.
Tell you what I'm going to do to this.
Great.
It is. It is great bullshit. It's bullshit. Thank you. Oh, my God, you're right. Hold on. And then a ding dong dong. But it's great.
But do you
it's
just, wonderful. Like, trudge around
no,
the
me,
net?
No, me.
You're not your not who you find this stuff.
Yeah, I go on the internet and I put in like things like I like to eat dog shit
or,
song.
Or do you just,
I had just
or do you
weird...
just Google like I need to kill time on my podcast?
But you know what? It's fun silliness.
Yeah,
I love that somebody had to be in the studio. Somebody's in the studio just recording the vocal track. Like, okay, Don, we're gonna go ahead and take that again.
Okay, I thought that was good. That was good for me.
The last one was great. We just want to get some safety on it. So if you could just go ahead and give us the the whole thing you do again.
Ding dong part?
Do you just give it us
you
want to
just go ahead and count it? Just the vocal track.
Okay, we'll just give you the vocal track.
And go ahead and count me down.
All right, and it's on you and 5, 4.
Oh, quick question. Am I giving it everything?
Don, I've been working with you for 15, 16 years. We did Wang Dang. We did Winkity Pinkity together. And honestly, Winkity Piggity was great.
Can I ask you a question? I'm in the other booth over here.
Do you want to hear another track just so you know what you're doing without the vocals? Do you want to listen to it?
What kind of question is that? I know exactly what I'm doing.
Diddly dying.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Who's this newbie?
I mean, I never pass up an opportunity to listen to Diddly Doing. But I guess let's stick.
Yeah, you know what? Play it back for me real quick.
Oh,
play
thank
it back
you.
For me real quick.
Okay, great. So Don, we're gonna do something a little bit like Diddly Dang, but completely different this time. A lot of different energy. You know, you're coming out of this divorce, and we want to say to America,
shut up!
Don's back,
Don's
baby.
Back. Don never left.
Don never left.
The only one that left is my wife. Listen, the only one that left is Tina.
And you know what? So long, Tina. So long. Take the house. Take the boat. Take the kids. Take the furniture.
Take
the
cars.
Take the timeshare. Take even your family members who like her better. But you know what? Don's still here, and he's better than ever.
I needed that pep talk. Wait, Dave,
you said take as many times as I wanted you to talk. You really gave enough examples. Take the kids. Take your wife. Take your car. Take everything back.
Let me tell you something, Dixie Ricky.
Oh, is that who is this, your music producer?
Pep talks like that are the reason I've kept you on as my producer for 25 goddamn years. Now let's lay this track down.
You want to hear it
let's
again?
Let's put it to bed.
You want to hear it again?
God damn it, you're going to make me cry. All right, are you ready? I'm going to count you in, but I know you don't need.
Just vocals.
About to watch the Wizard of Wax ahead. You go to work. 5, 4.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't possess the capacity of human language to tell you how beautiful that was.
It was
You're
good.
You're too kind. You're
I
too
thought kind. It was good, too, but I didn't know if my ear didn't hear it right. But like you,
I know what you mean, because we say it's a problem. Is that meant for a higher power? But we get lucky enough to sit here and hear it. And Tom, that was great.
Oh,
it's weird to hear it without the music. Now play what he just did with the music.
You're going to play it back?
I'll go ahead and push in the backing track.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll hear it.
I love that you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
All right, you can.
Oh, we're going to lay it down again?
No, play the...
We're just going to go back and hear what we've already gotten. If we need to put another one together,
play
we'll go
this
ahead.
One here.
So we'll just play the whole
thing.
The
one he just did, track 13.
And then I'll lay, you know what, I'm going to scat on top of it a little bit.
If you want to lay a second vocal track, I would love that,
just
Don.
On top. Yeah, right. Just play around, see what we get.
Wait. Did you say a Hong Dong?
That was me, to be honest.
You said Hong Dong?
Hong Dong.
Yes. That's the name of the track. I don't know what it is.
Here's why I'm nervous to admit it, because I could be getting a compliment or yelled at.
I want you to know that your work is under contract with Waxahachie Wizard Productions.
What was it again?
Waxahachie Wizard Productions.
What?
Ho, ho, ho. Don't think my show, my rules, that we're not going to dissect how you... That guy came up with that name. How the fuck?
Okay,
even for
can
the
you give
bit.
Me one more Hold time on. For the business cards? What was the name of the company?
Waxahachie Wizard?
Okay, so I have, you wanted to say Dixie Ricky, music producer, and then under that, one more time?
A Waxahachie Wizard?
How did you call
it? You want to go ahead and, you know what, I'm going to put you out with my supervisor. Maybe he can help you out.
Hi, okay. How you doing?
Hi there.
Yeah, we're having a hard time over the phone understanding what you want on your card.
That's totally fine. The name is Dixie Ricky?
Okay, Dixie Ricky. That
and that's Dixie I.E. Ricky with
we
a Y.
We have that. Now, what was the second thing?
Waxahachie Wizard Productions?
All right, listen. You are about to be in a great mood. We are live from La Cienega Boulevard. I'm having such a you know, it's like, it is, I'll say it again. I save it for, you know, special
Do you, though?
Feelings. You're so so aggressive. I'm about to. Do you? I don't know. I know what you mean. Because you don't want to find out that I'm. That's like my thing every week. Oh, you guys are so special. Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I was asking.
Yeah, when Todd Glass tells you he's special. Let me tell you something. Jen Kirkman and Paul F. Tompkins can't be wrong.
Paul Tompkins, yeah.
Yeah.
He came up to me after a show.
No, to George Carlin. What did Paul F. Tompkins?
I was doing a show with him. I'd never, I don't think I'd ever met him, and he'd never seen me do a set. And so if a bigger comic hasn't seen you do a set, I never like to go up and introduce myself. You know, they don't know who you are. You don't want them to think you're some loon until they've seen you perform or whatever.
That's why I introduce myself to everybody in the room. I go, I'm Todd Glass. You might be familiar with me.
And I think it was like, hey, are you – maybe we did end up – we were talking in a circle, and someone mentioned – someone was like, oh, you should meet Rob. And then he goes, oh, you're Rob Gleason. I was like, yeah. And he was like, I love you and Ian. I love it when you and Ian Carmel are on the Todd Glass show. And he said he listens all the time, and he said he loves our episodes. Paul F. Tompkins said that. It's amazing.
Let me ask you a question. It's like you two are like a duo in a way.
Todd Glass here once again. Let's
celebrate. They're back.
We all know we'll keep good track of Ian wherever he goes, whether Portland or Los Angeles. Rob Gleason, the Jewish therapist, might reunite on the show.
You might hear from them again.
Together again, Ian Carmel and Rob Gleason, here together on La Cienega, side by side with Todd Glass.
I'm in such a good mood. So are the people listening. Let's be where they're at.
Ian Carmel.
Oh, every time I hear your name. And yours.
Here together on La Cienega. Side by side with.
It's a little long, but what the fuck am I going to do?
Once again, let's celebrate.
That was so nice.
That was great. That was really great.
Lyricist Joe. What would this show be without you? Shit.
Is that a guy that sends that stuff in?
Joe is part of the family now.
He is.
Matter of fact, he played in Portland before the show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was like, ladies and gentlemen, the sounds of the Todd Glass show. And he knows, because he's done every song, he was on an old guitar playing as people came in. Now listen, here's what I want to do, because it's purely joy for me. We made a second. We did, but I'm working this bit into it, where we all argue who should get... You know the bit where we act like we want to go first and we're trying to interrupt
each other?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can do it by saying this, like, there's an extra jingle for everybody, and we all want to say why it should be us. You know.
Why don't we just get mine out of the way?
Well, let me just... God damn it, Rob, I love you. You go right into it. Oh, God. Okay, listen. Can I just say, let me just do mine because I got to run the show.
Yeah, we have to have a debate. The two of you obviously have the most dynamic thing going. Let's do mine.
Stop
and then have
it.
A
you guys,
yours,
guys.
But I feel like.
I think it's my. It's not. I'm just saying.
I feel like people probably. And I don't know. You know.
Let me
I
just
feel like
go
we
first.
Save Ian's,
I'd be done
very
already.
Popular.
I'd be done already. I'd be done already. Okay, here's the reason I think I should go first.
I don't.
Because.
No, there's no way you should go first. Okay, listen. Because we're talking about enjoying the downward slide.
Yeah.
So let me enjoy mine. I'm on the downward slide. Chelsea, let's
go first. Guys,
let me just go first.
Guys.
What?
I think we
guys.
What?
Guys.
What?
Seriously, let me just do it. I've already. Everyone's quiet.
No. You're the host.
And I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Okay,
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Please do. Okay.
No one wants to hear. People want to savor.
Yes.
Savor yours.
You know what?
That yours should be the last taste in the mouth.
It's your show. And you know what? Why not go in alphabetical order? Why not go in alphabetical order?
Okay, guys, stop it.
The taste.
Seriously, the both of you. Seriously, that's why I shut up, because the two of you going back and forth like this, it really. I mean, it's so immature. Let Rob go first. I don't even care. I'm not even going to use my jingle. Let Rob go first, and then you'll go saying why there should be a special jingle about you.
You're not going to do yours?
No, I don't care.
Well, you can go first then.
I think there should be a special – why there should be a special jingle,
yes,
or why we should play it?
Why we should play yours.
You know, nobody cares about me. We play mine because we get it over with. You know, we know. I've been on TV.
What's your reason we should play yours?
I honestly, as long as you're not doing yours, I don't care if I go or not.
All right, so we made you one, Rob. We made Rob one. This is for you. We made a special
one.
Are you
serious?
Well, listen, you hear your name in it.
I've been waiting for this guest for a long time. Just wondering when he'd be on.
Thanks for being mature about this.
My pleasure.
Good news,
this
everybody.
Is for me.
Listen.
The waiting is through. Cause he's here tonight. Give a great big welcome to Willie Ryan. He's on the Todd Glass Show.
That was my name?
Yeah, you didn't hear it? You didn't hear it? No, listen.
Now he's here tonight. It feels so right. We're playing.
Okay, now listen. That's you. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry. Can you stop the song?
You don't hear it?
Did you?
That was fire.
Did you guys hear? What did you hear?
Oh, my God. Yes, we heard it.
I just didn't. You. There was all this buildup. Like, we made you a jingle, and I didn't hear my name.
Oh, my God. This is.
I heard a poem.
You heard his name.
I'm sorry. You all heard my name.
Yeah, Rob.
It goes, on the Todd Glass Show, Rob Gleason.
Okay, that's the part I didn't hear. I didn't hear the Rob Gleason part. No, it almost sounds like he just mumbles, and then I didn't hear my name.
Now it feels like...
But I heard every other part of
Rob,
the song
Rob,
so well.
Rob,
are you being humble?
You gotta stop.
Come
because
on.
You're... I almost want to edit this out. This guy puts a lot of work into this. Lyricist Joe... You don't hear.
I'm not mad at Lyricist Joe. The song's really good. Every part of it is really good. I just you were like
every part of it.
Yeah, we made
except
you
except for the part
I
where there's my name.
You're hurting my feelings in a way, and I don't want to be like because I made you a special song. So play it again. Maybe play it again. You can hear it. Okay. Here's the part I want you to listen to, and I'll go. I'll cough. He's obviously ramping up to saying your name, and I'll cough,
okay. Yeah,
and that'll mean here it comes.
I guess
here we go.
I don't know. Maybe I'll.
I'll pause it.
I hear that.
And also, think about it. Doesn't it make sense? I say, I've been waiting. Like, I have a lot of guests on the show. They're not my favorite. Some are my favorites. Some aren't. Like, I'm saying I'm waiting. It's obviously you I'm singing about. Like, think about it. Don't put modesty aside for 1 second. And you think I'm going to sing this song
this
for Eddie Pepitone?
This guy made one for Ian as well?
I've been waiting for Eddie Pepitone. No.
No, it doesn't even make
Rob
sense.
Gleason.
You know,
Maybe I'm wrong.
The hardcore listeners are like, there's a warmth.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Can't
maybe
wait
I
till this
hear...
person comes back. That
maybe
it's
I'm
obviously
wrong.
You.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Oh, maybe God. I didn't hear my name.
All
Jesus
right,
Christ,
go.
I'm sorry.
Right,
I just didn't hear. I'll listen this time.
A long time. Just wondering when he'd be on.
Okay, yeah.
Good news,
Rob Gleason's back.
Okay.
The waiting's
here's
through.
Here's the part I'm talking about.
Okay.
Give a great big welcome to
Yeah,
I don't hear it. What? How do you hear my name in that?
Listen.
That doesn't even sound like anything.
Listen.
So clearly your name.
Am I fucking crazy? You can't even hear what he's fucking saying. You hear every part of the fucking song except for my name. He's not saying my name. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I don't know what
to... Rob, look, can I tell a story?
No, I feel embarrassed now. Like, I think you think we're trying to pull one over on you. I'm being totally honest.
I swear to God, feel like that.
The guy makes these, and it's like, I want to edit this out, I think.
Yeah, well, it sounds like right before he says my name, he has a fucking stroke.
Okay, I want you to show you what you sound like. Can you help me? And had something you wanted to say. You talk about that first.
I went to school with a girl, and I always thought she was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. The most beautiful girl.
What?
And this was, and we started in grade school together, third grade.
Is this going to circle back around?
This is going to circle back around. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Third grade. She's the most beautiful. She's the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen.
And she didn't know it?
She didn't know it. She had no idea. She was like, oh, we were friends. She was like, Ian, you know, like, when am I going to grow into myself? And like fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, she just keeps getting more beautiful. By the time high school came around, she was easily one of the 10 most beautiful women I'd ever seen in real life or on the internet. 11th grade.
Are you going to bring it back around?
You do. 11th grade.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it back around.
And you guys went to college and grad school together, right?
12th grade. We graduated from college.
Yeah.
And we're in college. She still doesn't know how beautiful
13th,
she is.
14th, yeah.
She has no idea. 13th grade.
Freshman,
14th
sophomore,
grade,
junior, 15th
grade.
And then you guys did
grade.
That grad program.
We did that grad program.
And then you did that PhD.
16th grade. 17th
grade. And then did you guys do your residency
18th
together?
18th grade. She still has no idea how beautiful she is.
You guys did that postdoc residency.
22nd grade, 23rd grade, 24th grade.
Yeah.
The other day,
uh-huh.
She gets into a car accident. She's fine. So, that song's about you.
I don't hear my name. I'm sorry.
I don't.
Am I being rude?
Okay.
I got a little upset earlier, but am I being rude? I just don't. I don't hear my name. What's that girl's name?
Cynthia.
You guys have known each other for the better part of your lives.
Cynthia Criswell.
It took you a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have this one?
Why would
what are the odds that you two would know each other in first grade and then do an entire PhD program?
Yeah. And then I left it behind. I said, I'm going to do comedy. She's like, fine.
That's incredible.
I convinced myself that that's okay. Okay, I want to apologize, but at least I just realized it. I just said to Jake, I was trying to find this musical thing, and I go, I like how, in case people couldn't hear it, I was making the mistake. I go, I like how I've convinced myself that it's fine to have a separate conversation with you while the podcast is going on over there. And I want to apologize. Yeah, you two are obviously doing a bit, and I'm over here going, oh, no, that's okay. Oh, no, I want that song. And that's what people heard, and I apologize.
They didn't hear us?
No, they heard you, too, just for about a minute.
Okay.
Can I tell you? I'm not done here in this bit. You are knocking the fucking both of you. That you're giving. I give you an A+ for this bit. The fact
you say that to everybody.
Fucking full motherfucking circle.
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. So the song is about this girl. Oh, I'm so proud of myself because I wasn't willing
his girl.
No. The bit is. Now you're saying, can I tell a story that's going to wrap around why he can't accept that this jingle is about
him? Well, he did wrap around.
Are you proud of me?
Absolutely. You
were this, but I don't think you ever wrapped around. We're waiting for it to wrap around. Am I right?
No, he wrapped it around.
How does this story have to do with that he won't accept that this jingle is about him?
Well, he won't accept. I don't hear my
name.
She got into a car accident.
Oh, this is horrible.
There was a horse by the road. And apparently it looked like a horse that she had ridden like all the way back in high school, I guess regularly. Cynthia never shared this part with me. So she sees this horse. She's like, is that Jerry? Is that the same horse? And she gets into this car accident. And like, she's fine, but she goes to the doctor to get her neck checked out. Todd?
Yes, and that was a genuine raise of the hand.
Yeah.
I think that we're not at the part where it wraps around and says how this has to, right? Am I right?
It seems like almost it's just going in a completely different
direction. No. I'm definitely going to get there.
I don't mean that. I mean, I'm just listening. Did we figure it out yet?
Not yet. It's going to get there.
I'm fine.
You don't mean that. I mean that. This has nothing to do with
it. It'll definitely wrap back around. Let me finish this horse part, and you'll all see how it connects.
Okay. Seriously, I'm raising my hand because I know there has to be some, not anarchy. I am fine patiently waiting how this story.
It's going
to
get there.
To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I don't mind waiting. Rob is saying that he wants it to get there.
I don't mind waiting if it's going to get there.
It's going to get there.
Okay. So let him. Okay, go ahead.
So
she
decides she's going to go to the doctor because she wants to get her neck checked out, right? But she stops at a deli on the way there.
So do we just completely lose the fucking horse?
That's why she got in the wreck.
Okay.
So she saw that horse.
You're right.
She stops at a deli on the way there. She's hungry. She's got 45 minutes before She's got to get to the doctor.
Bear in mind, this story has to somehow like relate to how this song is to do with
guys.
Or teach some lesson.
Before I, Todd.
First of all, for people listening, I'm raising my hand genuinely. I want so much to let this bit breathe, but I want to make sure I'm following it right. That he won't accept this jingle as it's his. He doesn't hear his name.
And I've got a story that's going to eventually make him realize
he is
some sort of lesson.
It's a lesson. It's going, you are in this story, you're this person. And hopefully when you hear it in a story, you'll be able to see
It'll
what you're
click
doing.
In.
It'll
oh.
click in. Okay, so please go
she's,
ahead.
She's
please,
at this deli.
Sir.
She's at this deli. And remember, we went to 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th grade, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, all the way to 28th grade. Yeah.
And also remember that you were in, now to talk about the bit within the bit, you were the one making it longer by going, you went to 12th grade. You were being a little, like, little bad over there.
It's called pimping out the other person.
Yeah,
you pimp him out.
Yeah, you're making, because whatever you say, he had to do it.
Yeah.
So that's how it got this long.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
She's at the deli. She's at the deli. She walks through the counter. She's like, I'd like a salami sandwich. And the guy at the deli is like, have you tried this new turkey salami? And she's like, no, I haven't tried turkey. I didn't even know you could make salami out of turkey. He's like, it doesn't taste exactly like turkey. It's pretty good. Would you like to try it? I'll give you the sandwich half off. So she loves bargains. So she gets this sandwich.
Give you a sandwich half off.
She got the sandwich half off because it's this new turkey salami. She ate it. She got sick from the turkey salami. Now she's got a neck thing and a stomach thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on top of it,
talking about a sandwich. Teaching him a lesson.
I'm getting there. It's going to get there. She goes to the doctor. She gets to the doctor. The doctor comes out. He's like, Cynthia, it's nice to see you. This is her
regular. Was this her primary care physician?
This is her primary care physician. She's had since 20th grade, honestly.
It's not like she just.
No, this isn't just brand new guy.
Yeah. I'm going to rip my chair apart.
So he says,
is this a primary? He comes out. He's like, Cynthia, I see you've been catching up on your Highlights magazine. Because he always.
It's out there.
Update the bit a little for my listeners. They don't know one knows what that is.
Highlights magazine, you know, it's a magazine for children. Because, like, he shares his office with a pediatrician.
Sure.
Which you know if you know Cynthia. She talks about it all the time. Because she talks about when she goes to the doctor. She had a kidney thing.
She did.
For like,
and
probably
that's
her
dangerous.
Early, for her whole 20s, it turned out to be fine. There was a second where it was dicey.
I had a friend who had a kidney thing that can be dicey.
It was dicey. We were like, is she going to need a new kidney? Am I going to be expected to?
Uh-huh.
I've been friends with her since third grade, Rob.
And now you want me to shell out for?
Am I going to have to give you a kidney?
It's not that I wouldn't,
but it's not enough that I went to Yellowknife with you on that work conference.
Yeah.
She goes to Yellowknife,
right?
And she's like, "Will you come with me?" I'm like, "Where is that?" She's like, "It's in Canada."
Right.
I'm like, "Oh, let me even see if I have my passport."
Okay, right, like.
I went.
You did?
7 days.
Heard it's pretty.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Had one of the best times of my life.
So what does this fucking story have to do with the
guy? Oh, yeah. So she's at the doctor.
Guys, to George Carlin.
Yeah.
Let's take a deep breath because I have to pee. And I want to really enjoy this story. Jake just looked over at me. Honestly, he points to the screen. He goes, the song where your name's in it, that's how this all started. I go, I know, and I'm loving it. I got to pee. So let's take a deep breath in. I'm going to go pee, and we're going to come back. And this story's going to wrap around?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. It's absolutely going to wrap. You guys are going to be so happy.
Everybody take a deep breath in.
All right.
Really do it. Everybody know in as much as you can. And hold. Hold. God damn it. Marry me.
I've been waiting for you to ask.
Oh my God, that is so. We took a deep breath and we let out. And then for some reason I looked over at Ian and I go, marry me. And he goes, I've been waiting. And then you think, yeah, Todd, we just heard it. But now you know the context because you don't know what's going on here. Okay, listen, so we're back. People are going to be so proud of me because I'm. We did. That's all this is in. What we just did is all in.
We never took the deep breath.
Yeah, but they're going to hear all what we just said. We forgot to come in with the breath thing. We just came in with us doing a bit where I stood up and said, I want to marry you. It would be great if he had music ready, but he didn't because how would he know to ad-lib things that aren't going to happen? We're going to read tweets tonight. Let me explain what's going to go on tonight before we get right back into this bit and soak it in like a motherfucker. We're going to we have a song about what women like. and then we're going to read tweets. You know, we're going to pull out a phone, read some tweets
we
you like.
We all read tweets?
Yeah, yeah. We all pull out our phone and read tweets. And then tweets? We play a game called, is it Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams? And then we read the tweets from Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams. He's Jake Adams. Yeah. Jake Fogelnest is Jake Fogelnest. And then the sports show. Okay, why am I doing this? What is that the type of show I have where I tease people what we're going to have in the next hour? What am I, Good Morning
Coming
America?
Coming at the top of the hour, a yeah. polar bear who can taste colors?
And and then also, we'll do the old sports bit where you act like no matter what somebody suggests. That
I don't think you tease, but you'll definitely be like, here's what's coming up later in the show.
That's what smart. I did, sort of.
Yeah, that's great.
You think it's okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
After the commercial break, is Osama bin Laden's ghost trick-or-treating this year? The answer may surprise you.
So,
it's so close to those shit shows.
Those What's like that about?
Yeah.
Everything's good. Take it home.
Okay, I'll just finish this story just really quick.
And this is going to tie back into why he should like his jingle.
Completely.
It's his insecurity showing him in a different way.
My insecurity. I just don't hear my name.
So wait, don't get – hey, first of all, you know you're in a safe zone here.
Yeah.
Like, I know the reason you feel like
– No, I feel safe. I don't feel threatened. I'm just saying that you guys are jumping on me because I don't hear my name
Do
in
you
song.
Feel what we did – be honest with us because then we can understand where you're coming from. I cannot have done this but still get in your head. I want you to know that. I'm doing that out of respect to you. Don't think – okay, you'll understand what I'm saying. Do you think we just have the guy on the recording going so we could play it for anybody basically?
It's entirely possible.
It seems.
If not, most likely.
Okay, look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. I mean, you've got to have some trust in me.
Yes, can I tell you something? I will look you in the eye and say – I 100% think that it is possible that he just mumbles so you can play it for whoever
he doesn't. Look me. I swear to God.
Yeah.
That's for you. And your name is very clear.
And I agree with him. And we're in Yellowknife. We lost the deposit on the snowmobile.
You did not.
We lost the deposit on the snowmobile.
Oh, you're okay, good.
Because we put some of our own stickers on it.
Mm-hmm. Is this the story with
Cynthia
you
and I have always, you know, when we were growing up, third, fourth, fifth grade, we'd always talk about like,
we're
going to have a sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth grade, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th,
that master's
18th,
that PhD, 19th,
20th grade, 21st grade, 22nd grade, 23rd grade, 24th grade, all the way to 28th grade, to be quite frank with you. We'd always talked about like, we're going to get a snowmobile, we're going to put our own stickers on it. You know, because we have these fun ideas for stickers. We bring them back. They're like, oh, you can't do that. You signed a thing. So we lose the deposit on the snowmobile.
Listen.
We're in a plane flying from Yellowknife back to Boise, from which we would go back to Portland. And she turns to me and she says, I'm dead tired. And I said...
And travel is exhausting.
Cynthia was so
Some
tired.
Some people travel better than
She said,
others.
I'm dead tired. And I said, did you say I'm bread tired? Because I was eating a bread sandwich.
Yeah.
I was eating a bread sandwich.
Yeah,
rye, pumpernickel rye.
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, I'm dead tired.
That's funny.
And what she said, but I heard it as
come
bread
on, this
tired.
Guys.
Well, yeah. And and sometimes on those little prop jets.
It's so noisy.
It's so noisy.
It was a prop jet.
What are you saying? I'm dead tired.
Bread tired.
Guys,
on bread.
You're
it's
making
hard.
Me pull a
My
real life Abbott
bread.
Costello where I want to go. Are you guys kidding me? You know, like Ralph Crandon and Norton. Watching you even comedically go on this long, I'm being serious. I want to find out how this ties into him not liking his jingle. And your story, it went way off about renting a jet ski. Please. I'm willing to snowmobile. Please don't let this set you off now. I heard what you said. Please try to, and I'm the most long-winded person in the world, try to, in an aggressive fashion, how does your story – I get it. There's
Cliff notes.
By the way, I get the type of story you're telling. It's like you're going to teach him what he's doing by a story you have. When does this story where he goes – oh, that's who I am.
Jesus Christ, Todd. He'll get to it.
Well, I get that.
I was trying to help. You look like you were so impatient. I didn't really mind, to be honest with you. You didn't seem like you were getting impatient. Like, oh, all right, when does this have anything to do with me not appreciating my jingle?
Of course.
You looked, okay, so I try to come in and I defend you, and now you make me look like the bad guy? I don't care. I'd rather him go twice as long.
You know what? Fine. No, I would love to wrap up. I'm listening
opposite
to the story with you.
I'm about to wrap it up.
Opposite. I'm saying let him go longer.
I'm about to wrap it up. It's almost done.
Make it longer. Rob likes it longer.
I'm not saying that. I want to wrap up the story.
I was defending you.
No,
you don't.
What you're saying is shortening it.
You threw me under the bus a little.
No, I didn't. You said.
I would love to get there too.
I'm listening.
Wrap it up, and you're like, oh, don't be so rude.
Gentlemen, the story can only be as long as the story is. I can't add to it. I can't subtract from it.
Well, and I wish that was true, but I have a feeling of a devilish look in your eyes.
The lesson is at hand.
All right, well, let's just wrap up the story.
Okay, go ahead.
She says, I'm bread tired.
Yeah.
Light bulb. What a great idea for a sandwich place / a room full of cots where you can go lay on after you've had your sandwich.
And I've always running a small business has always been a dream of mine.
I've always wanted to do it. I want to be my own boss. I want to put in some elbow grease. I want to wake up early and know that all the work I do that day is going right
and
back
there's just
to me.
It comes right back to you, and there's something, the pride of getting up early, running your own shop. That feels good.
I didn't understand patriotism.
Oh my God, you're killing me. Come on, the bread, the thing. There's a story here. Even the listeners right now are going, thank you, Todd, for speaking for us. Look, let's make this crystal clear. He thought his jingle didn't have his name in it. He thinks we just mumbled it. My guess is you're thinking this is coming from a place of insecurity. And this story, the girl that you're talking about has an insecurity in her, and you want him to see what's in her to show what's in him.
I don't know if I would describe Cynthia as insecure.
Okay, whatever she is. But is this story is to show him a life lesson?
It's all going to click into place.
I know, but how long? Give me a minute. I need a time frame so I can just pace myself. Is it 5 minutes? Just let me know.
No.
The story is as long as the story is.
Well, I know. You're just repeating what he said.
It's story length.
Tell me, okay, so it's 5 minutes, would you say?
No, I wouldn't even say that.
A minute?
Wow.
Oh, 2 minutes.
It's like,
it's where the
waiting at a red light. It's the red quick
red light.
Do you
promise it's going to go?
Oh, you're going to count it down in a red light. It's going to feel like forever.
Do you promise? I don't mind waiting all this, even in the bit and out of the bit, and there's how many angles we're deconstructing this. Still, the hardcore listener goes, I wouldn't mind knowing when we're going to hear about it.
A watched
pot never boils. By the way, that's not true.
We had pots of pastrami going in the kitchen.
By the way, that's not true because one time I tried to see if that was true and it does boil. It's god awful long, it seems like.
Because
I heard that expression and I watched a pot boil to George Carlin. And I'm like, oh my God, it might be true. Does it really never boil? I really started to think it didn't boil. Maybe something with the energies in my eyes staring at it, and then it started to boil. And then it really started to boil. I'm like, a watch pot boils.
That is zany.
Yes, I watched. I waited till it was at that point when it should start to boil. I walked away, and then I came back and watched it. And this is 10 years ago, so at that point, I'm only 12. I cough into the mic. All right, go ahead.
That's a hilarious story.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up at 10 o'clock, are the pots boiling in your kitchen?
Can you edit?
Posing more of a threat than you might think.
And after that, what are ducks saying about you behind your back? We sent one of our insiders to the pond to find out exactly what the quack
is. We'll have
is
that
up.
And more coming at the 10 o'clock newscast on Channel 6.
What are ducks saying behind your back? We'll talk to our chief correspondent, Jerry Dinnerstein. Jerry, what's going on?
Thank you, Tom. I'm down here at Clark's Pond, and the ducks gathering have not been favorable.
Quack, quack, quack.
Lots of short clip quacks, Jerry.
Quack.
Lots of quacks that indicate a growing displeasure among these ducks.
Quack.
No telling if recent activity at City Hall has led to the displeasure sown amongst these ducks.
Quack.
There's calls for more bread.
Todd Glass, national treasure. Quack.
And simultaneously, ironic claims that Todd Glass is a national comedic treasure.
Listen, don't think you got out of this bit. We sidetracked a little there, but I'm very much in control, and that's why people are proud of me. The story about your girlfriend.
Oh, we never dated.
Well, nothing goes right about this. I never said dated, and now we go off on that.
Cynthia was just a friend of mine.
Okay, a friend. Okay. Let's buy. Can I bypass your story a little?
Okay.
I mean, you.
Let me just wrap it up.
Yeah, I feel bad. You're right. There's probably so close.
6 months into opening, I'm bread tired.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, it became a.
We opened.
Did
it.
You? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay. That's amazing.
It was over there on Victory. It was great. And
Victory. Yeah. Where's Victory? With Victory. There's two Victories. Which ones are you talking about?
Victory over Japan.
Oh,
Japanese theater.
Oh my. Okay. Yeah. Now you got my attention here. I didn't realize that. This is real deal.
So we're over there.
Doing your one. Is it a?
It's a sandwich place.
It's a sandwich place. I'm sorry.
Tired. They had the light bulb on the plane when they were flying back from Yellow.
I get it.
With the girl that he went to second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th.
And then community school.
Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Then they did that postdoc program. Then they did a master's, a PhD, and then they both did their year of residency. Cynthia.
And you're with her.
And by the way, they never dated. So
and they never dated. Just friends.
He got the idea when he was on the plane on the flight back from Yellowknife after they lost the snowmobile.
Guy walks up to the counter.
Uh-huh.
He says, I've had a long day.
Sure.
I work in an advertising firm.
Uh-huh.
Big account came due today.
Go ahead.
I go into the meeting.
Yeah.
This guy from Dole Pineapple sitting there. He wants me to dazzle him with
Sure, yeah.
No, he's like from the Dole Pineapple.
Wow.
He'd flown in from...
You know,
from...
it's always funny to think about these giant ad campaigns, and it's just a guy
it's
coming
just
up
a
with
guy.
It. Coke, Diet Coke, whatever. You know, McDonald's. Have you had your break today? Somebody just came up with that.
He just came up with it. There's somebody sitting in a room. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I have an idea that's almost as good as I'm bread tired.
And everything needs marketing, whether it's McDonald's or pineapple,
McDonald's,
or toilet paper,
condoms,
or whatever.
War.
Everybody has. Yeah.
Guys.
He'd flown in from Honolulu that day.
Sure.
He's sitting there, apparently.
At the counter, I'm bread tired.
No. This is the
advertising
guy in the meeting.
I'm sorry.
Dole Pineapple guy sitting there.
Fault.
He's sitting there. The lawyer, 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 lawyer dazzle me. Yeah. Guy from the advertising firm
30 says, seconds.
This is so Mad Men.
Dole pineapple. You like it on pizza, maybe try it in a quesadilla. Dole pineapple
25.
Guy sits back. He's silent for 2.5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Ties in with the girlfriend. 20.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Mad Men.
He's so excited. Dole pineapple guy loves it. But, you know, this guy from the advertising firm has been tired all day.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know what I'd like more than anything? When I was growing up, my mother would make me an egg salad sandwich. Would you guys make me an egg salad sandwich? I said, of course. I would love
to. And this has to do with your girlfriend.
I would love to make you an egg
salad.
I didn't date. We didn't date.
The girl.
I would love to make you an egg salad sandwich.
Would you listen when somebody tells a story?
I make an honest mistake.
And I said, I would love to make you an egg salad sandwich. I'm going to go back there. I'm going to make it myself.
No, I just thought about an egg salad sandwich. Guys. The smell.
I love the smell of an egg salad sandwich. The texture is a little bit off-putting, but this guy apparently nothing comforted him more.
Sure.
He was big on texture. I was like, you want a smooth or chunky? He said, chunky. I said, I absolutely am going to go back there and make it for you. Could I get your name? And he says to me, I'm like, what? And Cynthia's like, we'll have your sandwich for you in just a second, Rob.
Oh, I think I understand.
I don't... You understand? That makes sense to you?
Yes. She let her insecurity get in the way of something special. It was all there, just like when you don't hear your name because you're letting your own
insecurities get
in the way. This song is about you. Can I tell you what it looks like? And play one of... I want you to act like you can't hear that it's your name.
Yeah.
Now, you will be able to. But for the listening audience, and especially Rob, you don't hear it. I keep playing your jingle, but you go, that's not me.
You're going to show me what I sound like? You're trying
yes,
to get,
yes.
Okay.
That's not me. That's not me. And then you're going to sit here, and you're going to hear it.
I'll show you exactly
okay,
what you sound
hey,
like.
Hey, let's do the role play now. Okay, so play Ian's jingle.
This is what you
Sorry,
sound like.
This is what you sound like. I'll go ahead.
Ian Carmel was born in Portland.
Play it from the beginning
Oregon
again.
When he
Play
was
it from the
three.
Beginning again. Go ahead.
Ian Carmel.
Play it from the beginning again. Again. I want you to see if you can hear. Play it from the beginning. Go ahead. Play it really loud.
Ian Carmel.
Okay, pause it. What do you hear? That's your name?
Yeah. And here's what you sound like. I'm Rob. I can eat whatever I want.
No, Ian, can't you hear that's your name?
Oh, the name thing?
Yeah, can you hear that's you?
No.
You don't hear that's you?
No.
You don't hear that's you?
No.
Play it again.
Ian Carmel.
You don't hear that's you?
Was born in
no.
You don't hear that's you?
No.
What do you think I'm doing then?
I don't know.
Am I just mumbling?
I trust you. It sounds like mumbling.
Okay, that's how you sound. Now, can we play yours one more time?
Yeah.
I think you understand now. I swear to God this is written to you.
Okay, then let's play.
I remember when Paul F. Tompkins came up to you and he said they like hearing you on the show. You're special. I wrote this song. I feel bad because right when it ramps up to you, it's obviously ramping up to you. You hear it. If you let your guard down, listen to what I'm saying, Rob. If you let your guard down a little, because I know it's embarrassing. You're like, oh my God, this song's really about me. Because then you might get, if you really listen to the words, you'll be like, this is really about me. This is really about me. Play it. Listen.
I've been waiting for this guest for a long time, just wondering when he'd be on. Good news, everybody, the waiting is through, 'cause he's here tonight. Give a great big welcome to Really Ryan. He's on
Todd
Glass Show.
Yes,
it is.
You hear it?
On the Todd Glass Show.
No, do you hear it?
I don't know how I hear this.
You hear it?
I hear it. I heard it that
no,
time.
No, do you really hear it?
I didn't hear it the first time, but when I listened, I heard it. It's
hey,
so clear.
Hey, he hears it, everybody.
It's so clear. You say my name.
Ah, we tricked you. It wasn't you. It was lyricist Joe Mumble.
I do.
That was worth it.
That was hilarious.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Hello?
That story was true, though, right? Because that story kind of, I don't know, I took something away from it.
The story was true.
I'd like to tell you the story was completely true. No. It was not completely true.
What
but
part
there
wasn't
is,
completely
there is a
true?
Part of it.
What part wasn't completely true?
When we flew from Yellowknife back to Boise, I could hear Cynthia perfectly fine because Rob. It...
Wait, when you said you couldn't hear her, when she said, "I'm dead tired,"
I knew she said, "I'm dead tired."
What? How did you? Why would? Why would you lie to me?
I was afraid to tell you the truth, Rob.
The truth, what, Ian?
The truth is that I've been thinking about opening a sandwich / room with full of cots since I was a child.
And you could have just told me that.
I couldn't tell anyone. No one would believe me.
You're going to have to make up some far-fetched tale about how you're flying back from Yellowtail. And you thought you said dead tired and bread tired.
Don't you think I know that now? Don't you think I wake up every morning in my cot in the back of a sandwich shop wishing I hadn't lied to you? Rob, I love you.
You and know, Ian, now I just don't know what to believe when I hear you tell. I think back about all the stories you told me, and I wonder what parts of those were made up.
Well, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you this. One thing I would never make up is how much respect I have for you, the work you do, and how I would give anything if you would just give me another chance.
Did you say give you another dance? I've always wanted to open a dance. I've always wanted to open a
dance. I don't say Ann Curtin that often, but for that, you fucking say Ann Curtin. Oh, my God. That is just... this is comedy royalty we sit in front of. That bit I just got to experience. Jesus Christ. Our guest is Rob Gleason. Also, our guest tonight is Ian Carmichael. We're going to come back. We're going to read some tweets. You're going to sing a song.
Yeah.
And what time is it? I'm going to ask now.
8:57.
We go in for the close. The longest close. You know what's great about the close on this show? That other shows, that's how long their show is. You know, we're going to go in for the close. It's going to take 45 minutes. That's the type of steamrolling fucking motherfucking freight train that we run here on the Todd Glass
Show. We're like, we're going to go in for a close. People are like, well, I'll put in this turkey and then finish the show.
Thank you. Yeah. People go, oh, they're going to go in for the close.
A nice summer turkey.
Yeah, speaking of close, coming up at 11:30, how to turn your washing machine into a panic room.
And does your child know Mandarin? Here's six ways to find out for sure.
We'll see you at 11:30.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. You know what? I'm going to play this during the break. Jason Zito sent a song in. And
his family's got a lot of money.
His family invented Zito.
They invented Zito.
Shut up.
A little inside
You're
joke.
That... No, I like to fill people in, so it's not just... Before we did this, I thought...
Wait, will you say his name one more time? Say his name one more time.
Jason Zito.
Oh, his family's really wealthy.
Yeah, they've been flowers.
Before this, I thought for some reason it was Jason. It was something flowers. So he made that joke, and then I realized, oh, I said the name wrong. So we re-recorded it, and then he goes, it does the same exact joke again. It's hilarious. But I think I just wanted people to be in why we were laughing here. Anyway, do you understand, Nick? That's a nice name tag you got. I got name tags on everyone here, you know? So we're going to go in for the close, but this is a song that Jason Zito sent. And it's sort of a thank you to some of the podcasts. And at first I thought about not playing it. And I thought, no, don't do that. You know how you'll read the negative tweets or the negative emails because it sort of leads to comedy. And if it's a compliment, you know, that seems self-indulgent. Well, guess what? Sometimes I think it's important to...
It is important to read those.
Yeah, to read the nice ones.
It is, because this is such a... You know, we can get so insecure.
Mm. And by the way, I always read them off the podcast. I read them, and it makes you feel so good. Somebody can...
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, I always said this. You know what? I am going to repeat this, because I think it's important. I don't think we repeated it. I think we talked about it off the podcast. It doesn't mean you can't complain, but it is it's reminding you. Would you say 95% of tweets are positive?
94.
Ooh. I don't – about me? About I mean to, in general,
to,
about a
to
person?
To George Carlin, the tweets you get at you or to you aren't – that you read, that you get on your feed, aren't 95% of them nice, if not more?
Yeah.
99%?
Yeah. Yes.
So – it means that it's a great vehicle for a lot of kind people to send some awfully nice words your way.
Yes.
And we, meaning me, concentrate on the 1%. That's our fucking problem. That doesn't represent the forum or the modern day technology. That represents fucking,
well,
I'm saying to myself, stop the bullshit. That vehicle represents kind people having access to sending nice things. And we're going to take the 1% and go, people are fucking overwhelmingly, unbelievably awesome. But the insecurity in us is going to say, I know more comedians that go, yeah, well, people can hide behind their computers. And I agree. Oh, and people, what they can do today, because no one sees who they are. When the thing should be, how many people in the privacy of your own home use that privacy to send nice things? Yet we concentrate on the 1%. It's all about us and the insecurity, and fucking stop it.
right?
Why do you feel you have to run away from this
problem? It's like you come to this and they always talk about people.
I come to you guys.
It sounds like you're saying that you are celebrating the people on the web.
Okay, I can't, guys.
Why do you talk to people on the web? Maybe get off the net. Maybe take time to read a book or not be on the internet and not the YouTube. I feel like it would be better for you.
Guys. Okay, you've done some good work in here with this therapy, but when you both talk like that, I can't. Is this? I don't follow you. I need help. I'm talking about. Okay, listen. That what I'm saying is, I'm trying to have a life changing moment in here. I just want you to witness that I'm learning what you guys taught me. That 99% of Twitter proves what people will do when they're completely anonymous. That should be celebrated. That 99% of the people that can tweet and write emails, that they're overwhelmingly positive. And then we concentrate on the negative. I'm just saying, relish in that. Right? Do I get it?
The enemy of the internet is hard to say because you are taking the internet and so twisting the person that you are pretending to be when you are
coming.
It is hard to 99%.
Nagila, baby, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, baby, hava.
Sorry, that was my ringtone. I should have turned it off during session. Yes, I should have turned it off.
I have theme from Miami Vice as my ringtone.
That was our ringtone. We have Sam.
You ready for a treat? Well, everything's a treat. Everything's a treat in its own way.
Coming up at 9:30.
I saw a guy juggling chainsaws. It was cool, but unless something needs to be sawed down, then it's just annoying. It's like, come on, Rick, can we use one?
I didn't understand that one. Play another one.
I got a business card because I want to win some lunches.
Guys,
if you have to release bad news to the public, it would help if you're not ugly.
That's so true. These are Mitch Hedberg
was
jokes.
I'd never heard that last joke.
Every time I go and shave, I assume there's someone else on the planet shaving. So I say, I'm going to go shave, too.
Listen to this one.
Rob Gleason is my good friend. I think he is a very good comedian. This is Mitch Hedberg.
It was nice of him to put that on his album.
Oh, my God.
That was biting.
My manager takes 10% from me. Sometimes I work for free drinks. I bring him home a Jack and Coke.
Listen, what time? Oh, no, I said I wasn't going to do that anymore. Well, it's just so hard to go in for the clothes, you know. Next week is the...
I'm a heroin addict. I need to have sex with women who saved someone's life.
Someone told me a joke the other day, and I'm embarrassed. I didn't get it. And it was, actually, Anthony Jeselnik told me the joke because his friend was tweeting it to him. And then I read it. He read it to me, and I went, ha, 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 ha. And he genuinely goes, I don't get it. And I'm like, oh, either do I. I was so embarrassed. It's not a nice – it's like, I hope that's not who I am. And can I be honest? The only thing that saves me a little bit of grace, that I'm mortified genuinely to George Carlin. Mortified, yeah, not on the heavy end of mortification, but I'm a little mortified that I fake laughed at a joke. Like, that's who I am. Ha, 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 ha. I didn't even get it. And he was the honest one that admitted it. And I was the one going, ha, 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 ha. I don't get it. Really? Is that who I am? Somebody stop me. I mean, guys, I'm just looking for you to go, oh, Todd, you're okay. I mean, I just feel like so wrong. It's so just
phony of me. Is that who I am? Am I just phony? That doesn't represent who I am. That was just an isolated thing that happened, but everybody has moments like that. No, that's who I am. That must be who I am. I mean, it must be. No, what am I crazy to think? No, that was just a 2-second thing that I did. That doesn't represent who I am. That represented who I am. Ha 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 ha. I mean, no wonder you guys, I get it. I don't want you to defend me. I just feel like why should I? Why should I have people like you to bare your soul and do what you do? And I'm, ha, ha, ha. I'm disgusting. No, I'm just disgusting. I'm sickened by myself. I preach on this show, be who you are, bare your soul.
Did you want to get that Uber?
What?
Would you call Uber?
Horrible.
Should we call an Uber?
Horrible, despicable human being. I can light off all the bubble machines
I'll call it now. It's
going to
be a couple minutes.
I don't want to wait on that town
car. But the true Todd Glass is just
right.
a fraud.
I'm not riding that town car.
I'll call an Uber.
Just a fraud.
Just get an Uber.
Big
just get the night. Get the town car one.
Okay.
And we'll split it. Like, you pay for the Uber and
I'll
get
the salad. Really makes me upset with myself. It makes me sick.
I'll get you a salad.
Yeah, that's fine.
What are you guys talking about?
We were just kind of taking.
You're great.
Oh, good show tonight, everyone.
It's one of the shows.
Will you remember how we talk about? Can you play this song? You know, we say don't use people's beings as.
Did you play
as
that guy's song yet?
No.
No, you.
Oh,
set
no.
it up and you never played.
Oh,
it.
You're right. You're right.
You should play that.
Okay, so we'll do it now, and then we'll take a break now. So anyway, what's his name? I'm just kidding. Stop it already. You make a fool of me. His name is Jonathan Flowers. Jason Zito wrote a song to it, too. So we talked about, yes, all the positives. So this is a nice, it's a very, and I heard it. I'm like, it's actually a cool song. And it references some other podcasts, too. So you know what? I thought it was very, very sweet. So we'll take a break. And we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back with the wrap-up. We'll be back.
Yeah, I want you to know. Sometimes I am in hell, and you help pull me out again. Yeah, I want you to know that now I'm doing well since you helped pull me out again. Troopers are dead.
That was great.
Like sliding into a hot tub.
That was nice.
Listen, I want to play this real quick because it's like sliding into a hot tub. I hear you. Well, I hear Jake, and then
he mentioned a couple of podcasts on that song.
He did.
That wasn't nice. This one. I was like, okay.
It's nice, you know what? It's just nice.
See, I didn't. What if I didn't hear it? I would be like
nice
you.
It's nice for us to plug This American Life. You know, it's well, just nice for them to get nice a look.
Can you imagine if I was like you, Rob, and I heard that song that somebody just wrote for me, and I went, I didn't hear my name. It just sounded like they were mumbling it.
Yeah.
That's how you were before, to Joe. Seriously.
Did that.
You know, that's how you were when you hear that. It's obviously you. That's seriously, I'm just saying it. I'm not trying to be. I love you to death. I love you to death.
Are you playing
I've
this?
I've been waiting but. For this guest for a long time. Just wondering when he'd be on. Good news, everybody. The waiting is through. Cause he's here tonight. Give a great big welcome to.
So you believe it.
Yeah.
I want to play something really quick here. You know, we always say on the show, don't use people's names. Like, just use the adjective. That's how clean it is, you know. Use the, you know what I mean? Say,
instead of Ian, you say fabulous.
Hey, by the way, if people took people's, the reason is for slang, it's never positive. They never go overly creative. They never go someone like, we call them Mexican, you know, or what is, hold on, I want to get it right, like. It's always bad when we use, like, don't Jew me down. It's never like, hey, don't be a Jew about it. What does that mean? Oh, overly sensitive right. And giving. It's never like a positive. It's always negative.
Love Jew us up where we belong.
Do that again with some reverb.
Love Jew us up where we belong.
Yeah, then people wouldn't be complaining about it. And people don't complain about those slangs. I love figuring out new ways to say things. They're not sensitive. They're human beings. You should be proud that if your name was synonymous. I'll call people sensitive when they're sensitive. But if your being is a negative and that bothers you, thank God. That means you're in touch with normal emotion. To find out that the planet uses your being as lame or your being is cheap and that wouldn't bother you, that's not a good thing. I know people want to go, yeah, I don't care what people say. No, the fact that the world would use your being as a slang for something negative, and that bothers you. You're not sensitive.
No.
Thank God you that it bothers you because it should. It's
Todd,
wrong. It's
Todd,
wrong.
Speaking of slang,
what
are new internet slang terms being used by your children to summon angry ghosts into your household?
That and a youth pasta shell cook-off contest takes an ugly turn after one of the contestants is caught cheating.
I have an idea.
All that and more.
You're one of these teams. Your shit is always in depth, and you always have to do the shit stories. So it's always embarrassing because his is like, oh, this could be great, and then you're stuck with these fucking. But by the way, hey, it's your own fault. You're that person on the show. So here we go.
All right.
Go play that music.
President Obama meets with the premier of China to discuss trade sanctions. How will this affect you? All that and more at 11.
And can kittens be taught how to use Post-it notes? That and more at 11.
Go ahead, you do it again.
London under fire today as militants from France storm the beaches of the Thames.
And how about making some chicken with a little chocolate on the side? That recipe and more at 10:30.
Massive layoffs affect the tech industry. How this will affect you and, more importantly, your stock portfolio.
And how about some fun ways to spice up traditional water balloons? That and more.
Can I do one?
Which side do you want to do?
I want to do you. I want to do your side. Okay, hold on. Let me think of something really good because you're pretty good at it. Okay, here we go.
A four-alarm fire strangles downtown. Will this affect your morning commute?
Christmas presents made out of toilet paper? You'd be surprised. I don't know.
A blimp crashes into a...
You have to say it with the same intensity of him.
I know. That's why I didn't do it right.
A blimp crashes into a second blimp. How will this affect holiday shopping?
Is that? Oh, that's the shitty
that's
one.
A series.
Oh, that's a series. Oh, I'm sorry. I seem horrible.
Two blimp crashes.
Well, I don't know, but it just.
I'll do another.
Okay.
One. President Obama comes out as a radical Muslim.
That and how about? I thought you were gonna do it.
I know it's. I wanted to watch you do it. Do it again. You're right. He wasn't ready.
I'll
do
give
it
you
again.
Another one.
You can use
Tupac
this.
Found alive in Honduras,
and one little league team that wins more than just our hearts.
That's. Oh God, hold on. Okay. I'm just gonna be like a little kid in a candy store now. Oh, but first I want to do this.
Okay.
Because I want to go full circle. So we talked about using those terms. This is what happens. Indian giver, by the way, not a very nice term. These people thought they should put it in a song. They should put it in a song and they should sing instead of saying you gave something to me and took it about unfairly. They would decide, well, who does that? And they decided instead of using the adjective. Do you have that one? I'm sure they're great lyrics, aren't they? Indian Giver? How's that make it to a fucking song? All right, I wanted to get that out of the way.
Was that Bernie Taupin? Bernie Taupin.
Is that, I don't know
Bernie
who that
Taupin?
Is.
Bernie Taupin?
I love you know those
you
songs.
You know who Bernie Taupin used to work with was
by the way, that
Wax,
was the...
at, Wax Ahead of Egg Productions.
Wax Ahead of Egg Productions.
He was one of their first signs was Wax Ahead of Productions.
We saw Bernie Taupin. I said, hello, here's a talent.
I'm very paranoid. I'm very paranoid right now, but if I say it, I'll leave it in. That load of shit that I just did by that Indian Giver song to me when
it's
I heard
awful.
It. When I heard it, though, but I thought, no, it's awful, but it was awful to play it, too, like in the middle of all our
fun. I didn't get it.
I mean, well, Indian Giver, it's like it used to be like the Indians. Why is it called Indian Giver?
It doesn't make a lick of sense because if anything, we did that to them. We gave
that's
them
what I thought.
We gave them treaties, and then we were like, psych, now Amal's here.
I thought the same thing, so maybe we're right. Okay, listen. Here's what I want you to do, because it's my little fun thing here. We'll just play the people calling in. Do a little of that radio show host that, who's the five favorite baseball players in the world? It's all based on opinion, everything he asks, but he acts like there's any, he acts like it's all factuality. He's so mad because he factually, but it's always like, you know, favorite baseball player, we call in, best stadium, you know, and then he just shits all over you, the callers. Go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to it. You're listening to 1650 The Fudge. You've got Dickie the Wolf, and we're on the prowl. It's a special Father's Day edition of The Prowl today, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking calls. I want to hear your cherished memories about visiting sporting events with your father.
You're listening to The Dickie Show.
That's goddamn right you are. And you should thank your lucky stars and bow down and kiss your Dickie the Wolf bumper sticker on the back of your POS car.
Dickie takes your calls.
All right, caller number one, I want to hear about your cherished memory with your father.
Hey, Dickie, it was Father's Day 2005, and my dad had always wanted to go to a Cubs game. So I got two tickets right behind home plate.
Right behind home plate? You're going to sit behind home plate on Father's Day? What if a foul ball hits your dad in the head? You don't sound like a son to me. You sound like someone waiting to collect an inheritance. Caller number two.
Hey, Dickie, how you doing?
You know me, maxin', relaxin', checkin' the faxin'.
Best memory ever. Me, my son, my dad, and my grandfather.
Whoa, that's too many men! Four generations at one sporting event? What is this? A fun ball game? Or a barbecue? Because if I'm cooking anything, it's the doofuses who are calling in right now. Caller three, if you got a better story, I'll eat this size 22 shoe that Shaquille O'Neal signed, gave to an Applebee's, and then I stole from an Applebee's.
Hey, Dickie. My dad had always wanted to go to the Masters. We ended up going to the Masters. Had a great time. One of the best weekends of my life.
Let me stop you right there. The only Master I'm interested in is Master and Commander, a Russell Crowe movie where he controls the ship. And what I'm controlling right now is the dump button. Sayonara, sucker.
Goodbye, trash.
You know, when you hear that toilet flush, there's a big old turd in the toilet.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a direction. Favorite color. And he gets mad.
All right, Collins, we're moving on from Father's Day. What I want to know right now, your favorite color. Come at me with the best you got, because I want to hear it.
What up, Dickie? I'm a huge fan of your show. I listen all the time. I think you're the man. I can do my Dickie Wolf.
You're running with the pack, baby. You got a favorite color? You wasting my time.
Hey, I'm not wasting time, Nikki. Okay, straight up, my favorite color, no doubt it's blue. I think blue's one of the best colors in the rainbow. It's one of the best colors you could get. Am I right, Nikki?
Not only is blue not one of the best colors in the rainbow, blue isn't even one of the best songs by Eiffel 65. If you're going to come at me with a color like blue, I'm going to put you in the woodshed, set it on fire, and call your family so they can come watch you burn.
Does that mean I'm out of the wolf pack?
You're out of the wolf pack. You're out of the forest. You're in a cage in a zoo. Caller number 7, let's hear your favorite color.
Hey, Dickie, how you doing? I gotta say, all-time best color. I can't believe you. No one thought of this yet. I know you're gonna agree with me. You gotta go. It's almost iconic. Red. The red. America. Red, white, and blue. Red.
You know what, Caller? Red is an amazing color. Probably one of the best. It's what I'd say to you if I'd been deprived oxygen for an extended period of time. I hate the color red. I hate bulls. And I hate tomatoes. Those are three things I associate with the color red. Here's another thing I associate with the color red. A stop sign. As in, stop calling Dickie the Wolf with your idiot opinions.
Hey, Dickie, what's going on, man? I just wanted to say my favorite color is probably pretty simple, just white. I think white's like a good... It's like a really good basic color.
Wait a minute. Is it Genius Hour? I didn't know.
Boop,
Genius
boop,
Hour.
Boop,
oh.
Boop,
you know boop, that, Sammy. Boop, it's Genius boop, Hour. Boop, and this boop, genius just boop, called in telling boop, me white's a color rather than the devoidness of our color. If you were calling in telling me what's your favorite thing that lacks everything else, maybe then I'd accept white as an answer. But for right now, the only thing that's white is my lily white ass. Bend down and kiss it.
Hey, Dickie, how you doing?
You know me, windsurfing a chill vibe.
I gotta go with, all-American Hunter Green.
Hunter Green? You're gonna come at me on a Tuesday afternoon with Hunter Green as a decent color? I wouldn't use Hunter Green to wipe up a pile of red. And you know how I feel about red. Here's the power ranking as far as green goes. Mint, grasshopper, and then the rest of them, I wouldn't give the time of day if they were selling me a watch.
Yellow, Dickie, yellow. I'm from Florida. Yellow. We love yellow down here.
I'll tell you what's yellow. Big Bird. And he's 6 feet tall. And he still couldn't guard Jordan in the paint.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up tonight at 10, local radio host Dickie the Wolf drunkenly driving home, plows his car into a school bus that subsequently flips and sets on fire.
And then can a hot air balloon wink at you? We'll answer that question more at 11 o'clock.
Here's Dickie after he plows into a school bus. No one gets hurt, but he plows into a school bus drunk. Here's him talking about it somehow in his show the next day. He's giving it his spin. Okay?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, every now and then a man gets into his cups, and Dickie the Wolf was into a cup bigger than the one Stanley gave the National Hockey League back in 19-whatever the hell it was. Now, a lot of people are saying I plowed into the side of a school bus, and that's 100% true. But here's a list of things that I'm glad I didn't plow into instead. Your mother.
Shut up. He tries to make it a list.
A newborn puppy. Treasured actor George Clooney. The only remaining TCBY in town. And number 5, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He makes it like unpatriotic. Like, would you want me to plow into a van of babies? No, we wouldn't. So he spins it his direction. All right, listen. Oh my God. We gotta go. We're going home.
Hey, we'll be back soon.
I know, but it's so, you know what? We didn't get to do that.
Blue?
Well, this is a bit we do every week. I'll give you a small taste of it. Hey, Rob, I think your opinions on comedy are really important. Would you mind sharing some of your opinions on comedy with our audience?
Yeah, I actually would love to.
I'm excited to hear this.
I think that as a young comic, okay.
So we didn't get to that. We didn't get to that. There's a song I had about a woman that sings about how a guy should please his woman, but I don't know if we have time for it. Do you want me to play like a 30 seconds of it?
Yes.
By the way, this is a real song. It's about a guy. Oh, wait, did you write? No, I don't think you wrote. No, you know what? I don't need to do it. It's ridiculous.
Play the whole thing on another episode.
On another episode.
We'll tune in.
Shut up. Listen, here's what we're going to do. I have an idea. I think this is going to be nice to go for the close today.
A sandwich shop.
A song.
Oh.
Can you do it? Can you, if we all turn around.
Can a hot air balloon wink at you? That was so good. That was so good.
I want to thank you guys because, you know, we're about ready to do the closing thing, and I don't want to feel like I didn't say, you know, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We love your show. We love your fans. Thanks for having us.
I was going to say.
Oh, except Dave.
Dave, the listener.
Yeah, Dave.
Stop coming to our shows.
Give us a rest.
Dave. You know, there's somebody right now listening to our show that's working out. Right now, there's somebody that needs a little. I'm working out, but I need some help. Like, talk. Come on, you can do it. What are you doing? You're on the treadmill? Come on.
Put that left foot and the right one, too. And make
you know
it
what?
With them.
Don't work out. Today we're going to give you permission not to. Normally I'd take it the other direction. Go home. You don't want to work out. You know we're not going to. Oh, give it. Just give yourself an excuse. Just don't work out today. Go home right now. I'm. There's someone right now. This is affecting. They're like, I actually am on the treadmill. Do I really listen to Todd? Are we giving bad advice if we say don't work out? Like, this is going to happen though, even if it's one person. So maybe what should we do? Say finish working out or not?
I don't know. I mean, like, sometimes things don't work out. You know what I mean? Sometimes things don't work out. And
sometimes
having brought that up, Rob, I don't know if this is working out.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we started this crazy thing knowing that maybe it wouldn't work out. You know, we said, you know, I'm going to give it my all and you're going to give it your all and let's try as hard as we can. But
we pinky swore we'd give it our all.
I think you guys are doing a great job.
It's just so hard coming here and trying to be funny. And I don't know if I keep doing it with him. It's too hard when I leave. I get my priest and I drive home and I know he's driving to somewhere else.
Guys, because when you come in here, you become one and then there's a separation anxiety when you leave.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm not here, I just listen to the episodes over and over and over.
I do the same thing, and sometimes, you know, we'll be doing
the bits, and
can I?
I'll look out the window, and it started.
I think I see you, and it's not.
And I reach my hand out, and I touch the glass, and I'm like, Todd Glass, and then I miss you, Todd, and that just makes it twice as hard.
Why does it have to end? Let's move in together. Seriously. Let's all get a place and we could have this type of fun 24 hours a day.
Oh, wouldn't that be perfect? I signed a lease, Todd. I just signed a lease.
I'll pay you to get out of it. I want to live with the two of you. You, me, Jake, Nick, Aristotle, everyone will leave their significant other and we will get married. As one. We'll all be married. It'll be like a marriage of friendship, and we'll make a commitment that we'll never go outside of that sanctity of friendship.
I mean, in this crazy world where people think they see old horses and salami comes in a variety of animals, I guess anything's possible.
You know, when I was younger, I'd walk by Hickory Farms sometimes 10, 15 times to get a sample of salami, thinking they weren't on to me. I just thought I wanted to share that. Now, here's the way I'd like to end the show. I'm being serious. It is my show. I can do whatever I want. A lot of these shows, it's a concert series. First of all, keep the music going. I want to thank you, Rob. I hope you have as much fun. Let me tell you something. A lot of fun. But I'd like to end. Thank you, Nick, for taking pictures. Thank you, Aristotle. Thank you, Jake Adams. And thank you. But I like to end musically. So we're going to turn our chairs, and you're going to end with a song. Was that okay?
I'll end with a song.
So, ladies and gentlemen, like on the shows, you know when you're watching Jimmy Kimmel, they take a break. They go, we'll take a break. And we'll be back with the close of the Todd Glass Show. Live in studio, up on the stage. We're going to turn our chairs. We come back. We'll close out today's show with Ian Bagg doing a song of his choice. Ian Carmel. Jesus Christ. Nice ending. What are you looking at me like I'm disgusting for? Do you see the look you just gave me? He looked at me like I couldn't. Like my mom sometimes would go, Michael Spencer. It was just a glitch of names. You looked at me like, oh my God, this is the biggest mistake you've ever made on the show before.
I didn't know if it was a bit because one time you called me Ian Carmichael.
Did I?
You called me Ian Bagg.
But that was so fun. Did I say Carmichael? When did I say Ian Carmichael?
Earlier in the program. Tonight?
I did? Who's Ian Carmichael?
Gerard. I'm Gerard. Like a mixture.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I did it by accident before, too. All right, listen. When we come back, you will sing a song.
Ian McKellen.
Ian Camellon. I know your name's Ian Camellon. Don't be stupid. What am I, an idiot? Guys, are you serious? I know it's Ian Camellon. I'm not dumb. Oh, my God. We'll be back with Ian Camellon to sing a song.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Yeah!
Ha!
Come on, we love you!
Like the fella once said, ain't love a kick in the head? Sailor said, quote, ain't it a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, I'd be sick. Well, tell me quick, why love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Prime rib is priced to sell.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.